All right, we did it. It is Friday evening. Everybody's running out of work, all excited, right? Everybody's so happy. Oh, it's Friday. We did it. We worked so hard. Now what are we gonna do? We gotta go home and just wait for Monday, right? But before we do that, have some drinks. Right, some beer, hang out, relax. Yep, I still got this hour commute before any of that can happen. I'm supposed to go to a picnic tonight. It's cloudy. Picnic, a school picnic for my little one. So I got to rush over there. It starts right now. Or it starts at 5, I'm not even sure. But I will probably catch the tail end, maybe about a half hour. But I will make it. I will make it there. Right, Andy? You have to make it. You have to get there in time because these are the moments. And you're doing everything you can. You're trying to work. You got a good job now with a great company, that great people, right over at Trajectory. Yep, Trajectory is the company that I work for. They're awesome. Great people. A lot of fun. Hard-working company. We jam in there. And, you know, I'm happy for them to get a break, really, to come back refreshed on Monday. And that's about it. But I'm interested again to seeing if there's traffic out here. I'm about to get on to 287. And usually, as soon as I get on here, when I'm leaving work, usually there's a nice little a pile up of cars that I find interesting. Let's see here. I'm getting onto the ramp right now to get onto 287. Here we go. And I'm looking over the bridge. And yeah, a lot of red lights. There they are. We are backed up on 287 early, as soon as we get off the exit. And that's great. You know what? It's time to do some people watching, right? A couple of people now all upset. Like, ah, now I got to deal with this before I get home. Gonna light up some cigarettes. A lot of hands should be hanging out of the window, Jersey style, with their smokes, right? Look out, here I come, let me in, sir. All right, here we go. We got Friday night commute, and it is a parking lot. It usually is right here, getting off from Morristown, getting on to 287. It's usually a nice little parking lot, and, you know, just part of it. You got to deal with it. You got to enjoy this thing. Otherwise, you're going to be living in hell during your commute. I'll be looking for any advertising out here. I'm going to give a lot of people some plugs. A lot of plugs for your business. If you got it on your vehicle, I will let them know. You know, earlier today on the podcast, I did a bunch of content. You know, we were talking for about an hour. Indian Wells, Chateau Michel. It's like a wine, a truck. Chateau Michel, people are going to be guzzling wine this evening as soon as I get home. But I did about an hour's worth of content. I had, Donald Trump was with me in the car. Garcia's always here. And Andrew Dice Clay was with me. And unfortunately, I lost all of the content because the app, my Anchor, that I use for this podcast was not updated. So I lost all of it. And, you know, what can you do, right? Just got to go back and redo everything like we're doing right now, right here. If anybody wants to call up, go ahead and call up, but I don't know how that works because, again, this is live right now, and I only have about 2 followers, okay? So if those 2 people don't know that I'm doing this right now, they're not going to call me. So hopefully we can spread the love out here. You know, Andy, you gave me an idea this morning. You gave me a little hit of reality when you told me that, you know, I'm always talking about advertising. What a great opportunity to go find some traffic and wrap your car up with some branding. And you were like, why don't you tell him what you said?
Well, I told him that you're always talking about that, but how come you don't brand your podcast?
I know. And you know what? You're right. I don't know. I'm just starting. This is really, you know, an experiment for me. I just saw a police car fly up here. Hope everybody's all right. That's the other thing. You know, I love the traffic, but we don't like traffic if there's an accident. Okay? We always want people to be okay. But, you know, there's somebody picking their nose over there. That's entertaining. Thank you. Thank you, sir. No, but you're right, Andy. Maybe we should do something. The Dan Jovan podcast. Maybe it's a bumper sticker. You know, maybe it's something. But that would be weird if I'm driving around my town with some type of graphic on the car, like I'm always promoting it. I'd have to be like a magnet or something where I could take it down, you know. Like if I'm taking my wife out to dinner, you know, I don't want to have, you know, be walking around and driving around in a car with graphics on it, right?
Well, that's true. So you can remove it if you have the, those magnetic signs, you can pull those off. But I enjoy the graphics when the car is completely wrapped in the graphics, because if you're going to go halfway, don't even do it. Go all the way.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, there's lights up there.
Wow, I hope everybody's okay out there.
Yeah, there's the traffic's moving a little bit, but I do see some lights up ahead. We are on 287 on the Dan Jovan podcast. We're passing exit 37, Springfield, right now. And we're just talking about, traffic. Loving this traffic and the commute on the way home. I'm loving this time. You know, I used to work from home. And after a while, you know, things change. A lot of people want to work from home. You know, they're like, oh, you're so lucky. But you know what? It's good. It's good in moments, in little spurts. But, you know, working, having the energy with a company, with people, and doing some really good work is, you know, it was just a good change for me. Just a good change. I definitely needed that. And I don't mind this commute. I know that a lot of people complain. Maybe, who knows, man? Maybe I'm going to get tired of it. Maybe I will. Right? But right now, I'm loving this. You know, there's so much stuff you can do on this commute. And you know what? I got my thermos here with the coffee from this morning, right? Because, you know, I'm trying to save some money. I can't always just be rolling out to Dunkin' Donuts. And also, it saves me some time. And I just go black with the coffee. I don't have time for the cream and the sugar to make it all sweet and all that. I just go black. And, you know, I just think it's also cooler to make, you know, just say, yeah, I want my coffee black. You know, it's maybe give me some hair on the chest. But, you know, so I have this incredible thermos thing here, and it actually keeps the coffee warm all day. So I just got back in my car, got like half of the thermos, and I'm having some coffee on the way home. It's like a brand new day for me in this commute. I'm liking it a lot. So this morning when I was coming down, I also had, you know, the President of the United States was with me, and, you know, we got into it a little bit. He doesn't like the way I was driving. Right, Mr. President?
I think that you drive like a little lady, okay? A little girl. In fact, an old, old lady, okay?
Well, yeah, I drive slow because I don't need to, I like this commute. So, you know, I just drive the speed limit, Don. You know, I don't need to go that fast when I'm driving. Home or work, plus it's dangerous, you know, and I'm observing and I'm enjoying this ride.
Yeah, I know that, but you know, sometimes people don't like to just be behind you. I noticed that, like, buses are passing you, okay, trucks, big trucks are passing you. I think I saw somebody on a bike pass you too.
That did not happen, but I'm definitely a slow driver. I stay in the slow lane. Again, I'm just laid back. I'm just doing my thing. But, you know, thank you for your input anyway. What do you got going on this week? And we talked a little bit about that, but I'm trying to recap it now since we lost the show this morning.
Well, like I said earlier, I'm always working, okay? I don't go out. I don't drink. I know a lot of people are going to be funneling wine tonight, but that's not me. I've never drank before in my life. I don't smoke cigarettes either, okay? I don't do that.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. But what do you got going on this weekend?
I will probably just take a break and go golfing. I like to golf.
You do? Yeah, I saw that. You do. Do all presidents like to golf? I think everybody's always golfing.
A lot of presidents do golf, but I got news for you.
What's that?
I'm the best.
Well, I knew that. Of course, you're the best.
I'm serious. I'm pretty damn good. Okay.
All right, that's fine. I don't really play golf.
You don't play golf at all?
No, I don't.
But you're in new business development.
I know I should play golf, but I played before. I've tried. I've actually went to a golf range, and I was working on my swing. I actually pulled a muscle one time in my forearm. I'm not good. I'm not good at golf at all. It's not my sport.
Well, that's embarrassing. If I were you, I would not be talking about that. Okay.
Yeah, I won't. You're right. I should be talking about that. But the traffic is building up here again. It was moving a little bit. Now it's back. Look at all these people, huh? We're all here together, everybody, if you're listening to the show, which I don't think you are right now, okay? I don't think you're listening, but everybody's on their way home on a Friday. We're at exit 40 right now, and it is crawling. It is crawling. You know what? I forgot. I could have left at like 5:30, but you know what? I wanted to get out here a little bit earlier to really feel this commute here, this traffic. And you know what? Look at that car. That's a nice car. What is that? It's a Mercedes. Look at that. That is beautiful. Sarah, if you're listening to the show, which you're probably not, it's a nice car. A very nice car. Anyway, this is what's going on here. We are rocking and rolling, going up 287 on a Friday evening. I believe it is the 14th. And I'm enjoying this. I don't know if everybody else is. People might be in like some bad moods right now. Like, oh my God, I got it. This is ridiculous. I just want to get home. Want to get home, have some dinner, get the weekend going. You know, start the wet brain, start boozing, going out with my friends, all that jazz. I understand it. But you know what you got to do? You got to realize something. Put on some music, right? Get yourself in that good mood and be happy. Because you don't want to get home and be in a bad mood. You're lucky you're alive, right? I mean, come on. It's traffic. You're just in the car. It's not like you're pushing the car. You don't have to push the car all the way home. You're sitting. You're just sitting in the seat. And you're letting your foot touch the pedal so that you can get home, okay? You can sing. You can do it. You know, you can just have this little moment to yourself. So let's stop being so cranky, okay, people? Let's stop being cranky. We also had Andrew Dice Clay in the car earlier this morning. And unfortunately, if you're just tuning in, which you're probably not, we had Andrew Dice Clay. Andrew's here. Again, Andrew, how are you? I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Dan? You know, I'm all right. You know, we're just sitting here in this traffic. It's moving a little bit now. We're about to pass exit 40. It looks like 41A and B. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't see any cars with the graphics that you're talking about. I know you got all excited today, this morning, when you saw that Sinorama car. It was like a small little Yugo. I know it was. It was like a small little Yugo that was wrapped up in graphics. But that was cool, right? Wasn't that exciting? I mean, you were excited. I couldn't believe it. It was like Christmas time for you. I know, I do get excited because I think everybody should be doing that. I really do. What an opportunity right here in this area, 287, advertise your business. You should hire somebody to drive around with your brand all over the car. And I know that happens, but I don't see it happening enough over here on 287 in this area in New Jersey. I mean, there's so many businesses out here. I don't know. I just think it's an opportunity that all these cars should have some beautiful, beautiful graphics on it and brand and messaging going on. I think it would make this commute a lot more exciting. Maybe, you know, maybe it's dangerous. I don't know. But call me up. Let me know your thoughts on this, right? All two listeners that probably are not even listening right now. Oh, here's a truck that has, so I'm going to give this guy a plug right now, but he's passing me.
No shit, Sherlock.
Come on, Don. Take it easy, right? Look, I think it's called Top Notch something. I'm going to try to get up next to this guy as we pass 41B and 41A. It's Top Notch Tree and Excavating, LLC. You got yourself a plug, my friend. Maybe my two listeners will call you. So that's what's going on right now. Traffic is moving. I'm going around 30 miles an hour right now. Passing exit 41B and 41A. What's going on, Don? What's on your mind?
Nothing much. Just, sometimes I'm just so tired of hearing you talk so much. You really do talk a lot. I don't know how you do it. Don't you get cotton mouth?
I actually do. I do. But let me take a sip of some of my coffee. Oh, hold on a second. I got to pop it open here. There's a lot of shit going on here. It's actually not that warm. It's a little lukewarm. Lukewarm coffee. And, 41B, here you go. And we're back to 20 miles an hour on a 287. We are going slower. It's going slower now. It gets very spotty out here at 287. Very spotty with the traffic. I saw a lady dancing in a car. That's nice. Got a good mood going on. Good for you. Good for you. Look at these two. All right, everybody's jamming in their cars. All right. Everybody's loving Friday. Oh, look at that guy. Hey, you know what happens? You know what Friday brings?
What does it bring, Dad?
Friday brings Monday. It does. Brings Monday. So, this is my point. Be happy right now, okay? Do whatever you're going to do, but realize something. You should be happy on Monday, too. Be happy on Monday, too. Pretend Monday's Friday. Why are you going to kill? Everybody kills Monday. They kill Monday. Don't kill Monday, all right? It's just another day. Right, you can have fun on the way into work. The music is there. You got social media. You got YouTube podcast. Everybody, you got all this time in your car to listen and do what you need to do. Right? Right. Look at these people. These people are happy on this commute. Let me tell you, they are happy on this commute tonight. Friday. I never really looked at the people on Friday night going home. I'll tell you right now. This is a science project. It really is. There's somebody with some horses up there. Look at this beautiful body of water. I don't even know what the hell that is over here. I have no idea, but that is nice. See, when you're very observant, when you start to observe the stuff, your ride is nice and smooth. It's interesting. I'm having a good time. I mean, I think I'm a little crazy here, talking to all these guys in my car. Right? Charles Parkley! You're here?
I am, man. I've been watching you the whole time. You know, I listen to the show, too. I think that, you know, you need some help, though, understanding what a podcast is. Because what happened this morning is just terrible with a capital T.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate that. I'm all new to this stuff. I am. But I think Anchor is pretty cool. I really do. I think it's, you know, I could have... Anybody can have a podcast anywhere, and I learned this, you know, Gary Vee actually promoted the Anchor app to do this, but you can have a podcast from anywhere. People can call up right now. I can have someone join in on this podcast and then upload it later or whatever it is that you're supposed to do with the podcast. You know what I mean, Chuck?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you need the Cliff Notes on how to work this out there, because... I gotta tell you something right now. I think you got good intentions. I think you really do. But you gotta study up before you just start talking away on your drive. Because I tell you right now, you're gonna start you're right. There is a horse up in there, up in front of you. But I don't even see the horse. Maybe he's laying down.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's in there. But I don't even know what you call that thing. They don't even have a name on it or anything like that.
That's terrible. If the horse is laying down, I think that's dangerous. They should have a seatbelt on the horse, because if that guy get into an accident, what's gonna happen to the horse?
I don't think they have seatbelts for horses. Anyway, you were talking about my lack of knowledge for a podcast.
That, yes, absolutely. You're kind of embarrassing yourself out here. What happened this morning to your show was just terrible, really bad, and I think that maybe you should go take a course in podcast technology.
I don't even think they have a course. I think it's just, you know, following all that information on YouTube maybe and learning all about the podcast.
Well, whatever you gotta do, you should be doing it. You should call up Mr. YouTube, Mr. Podcast. You should be learning how to do this if you plan on trying to get people to listen to this show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Chuck.
No problem.
Anyway, we're passing exit 45 now. Traffic is moving very smoothly. And here's a truck for you. Taylor Rental. Look at that. 201-848-8326 for Taylor Rental. I have no idea if their service is good. Their slogan is, we're more than just products at work. Yeah, right on the truck. Good for you. Oh, you're swerving over at me, my friend. You're swerving over at me.
That's just terrible, really.
Oh, Chuck, you're still here?
I am here. I'm on the front seat now with you. Look out. Someone coming in here on the right side. A little Toyota. You got to be careful. You're making me scared. I swear to God, I'm going to get out of the car. I might jump out the vehicle.
Don't do that. Don't jump out of here. What are you, nuts? It's exit 47, Montville, Lincoln Park. We're passing Lincoln Park right now. No, it's all good. This is, it's 5:51 now, and we're picking up speed. I got to get home because, like I said, there we go. Taylor Rental, guy's got his hand out with the cigarette. Nice. Nice work, my friend. I got to get home because there's a picnic for my kid. He's having a picnic out there at his school.
What are you waiting your time? You better stop driving like an old lady.
That's what I'm talking about. This guy drives like a little old grandma. He does? It's crazy.
Guys, take it easy, all right? I don't want to get into an accident, right? You got your seatbelt on?
Yeah, I got my seatbelt on.
What about you, Chuck?
I always got my seatbelt on. I don't want to ruin this face. You know what I'm talking about.
That's good. That's great. Yeah, Mama don't want you to ruin that face. We are moving along here. Traffic is flying now. We're going up to 80 miles an hour. We're gonna make it. I think we're gonna make it. Even though it's like cloudy out right now on this Friday. Put on the air conditioner because it's a little muggy in here. You guys all right?
I'm good. What about you, Chuck?
I think I'm really good. You know, I don't understand you, Donald.
What's the problem?
I mean, how come you seem to be a really nice guy when we're on the podcast, me and you? Because I agree with a lot of things that you say, but sometimes when you're out there on Twitter, when you're tweeting, and I don't do social media, but when you're tweeting a lot of time, you say things that are really, really offensive and stupid.
Don, you all right?
Well, I gotta tell you something right now, okay, Chuck? How many rings have you got in your career? Okay, tell me.
Well, what are you doing? Are you trying to listen to Shaq? Shaq always be talking about my ring. And let me tell you, I don't ride any coattails. I didn't even have a team. Really, it was just me versus five guys.
Oh, yeah, you had Julius Erving on your team, didn't you? Didn't you have Moses Malone? Okay, come on, Chuck. If you want to talk to me, you better talk to the hand, okay? And I have very big hands, okay?
Oh, I'm about to jump out of here, Dan. I can't take this guy no more.
No, I understand. Guys, take it easy, all right? Just calm down, okay? Because I can't have a fight going on in the car. I'm trying to focus and get us home, all right? 287 is moving very nicely right now. It is 5:53. That picnic started around 5 o'clock or 5:30. I only think it's going to 7 or 7:30, so I'm not going to have that much time at the picnic, which is, you know, upsetting to me because my little Lil's, you know, this is her last year at the school. Then she's going to the, she's going to the middle school next year. She's going to be in fifth grade next year. Unbelievable. What a sweet kid. What a sweet kid. We got tryouts tomorrow for basketball, CYO. That should be fun. But you know what? I think we should sign off now. As you know, I got to focus on the road. See, this is what you got to do when you're not in the parking lot. Like we had the parking lot this morning. Okay, when you have the parking lot, you're in park and you can actually communicate with some people. Andy Garcia was in the car with me this morning. And a couple people were checking him out, and he was all embarrassing. You didn't want to wave to that lady that was checking you out, man.
I told you, I'm a shy person, okay? I'm a shy person. I don't want to distract people also while they're driving. I know, but sometimes, you know, you can make somebody happy. I think she was on to you. She knew that it was Andy Garcia, and you were just ignoring her. She was, like, smiling, looking at you. Well, whatever. That's my personal preference to keep my life as private as I can. I'm not one to, love being famous, and I try to stay under the radar. That's what I try to do. And I, you know what, I respect that, Andy. I do. But, guys, thank you for tuning in to the Dan Jovan podcast. And tune in on Monday for the morning commute. I want to see what your attitudes are like, all right? If you're happy, are you excited, are you kind of depressed? Come on, get over it, all right? It's just another day in your life, so don't hate it, all right? Love it so that it loves you back. All right, talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.